Hi, friends. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. I am waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 8th, 2026. That is Sivan 23-57-87 in the inspired solar lunar calendar. Now we are ready for Hosea, continuing here, and Hosea chapter 3, verse 1, we read, Eternal Originator conveyed to me. So this is the addressing of Supreme. He is Yahweh, phonetically, or Eternal Originator. Only Moffat has ever translated that name correctly in English. So Eternal Originator conveyed to me, that is, to Hosea. Hoshea, it's like the word Joshua without the initial syllable, which means just liberator. He was called a liberator. You must go again. So he had more work to do. You must, like a woman fond of an associate in violating marriage, as Eternal Originator likes most powerful prevails, that is, phonetically, Israel's sons, who have turned to others, mighty ones. That was to demons, and like raisin cakes of grapes. That was rather deplorable symbolism there. What we're seeing is that this man and his wife and children were very symbolic of Supreme himself. So this is a powerful, poignant document that we're reading here. Verse 2, I brought her for myself with 15 silver units and a barrel of barleys and a half barrel of barleys. So he paid for this woman. That was the price. That's what it cost him. I don't know what the value of that was or would be today, but I'm sure that is rather unimportant at this point in time. I said to her, verse 3, you must remain many days for me. You must not be immoral or be for a man. I am is yours. So this is very important. Verse 4. Most powerful prevails, that's Israel's sons, will remain many days without ruler or leader, without slaughter or monument, without garment or portable images. That went on for about 133 years after they were taken into captivity in the Caucasus Mountains. And then at that time, Judah was taken into captivity in Babylon. Verse 5, afterward, most powerful prevails sons, that is Israel's people's sons, will return. They had been separated into two separate kingdoms. The kingdom of the north was Israel, the kingdom of the south was Judah. They will seek Eternal Originator, their most powerful and their ruler loved. Ruler mother loved, of course, has been dead now for thousands of years. That's David. They will have reverence for eternal originator. That is unbelievable what it is coming. This is a summation of what is ahead of us in the next few short years. And his goodness in future days. That's a powerful little summary chapter there. Very important we understand. Now let's go on to the next chapter. Hosea 4, verse 1. Most powerful prevails sons again to Israel. He addresses them. You must heed eternal originator statement. So Hosea was telling them they better listen to what Supreme says. Eternal originator's contention is with those inhabiting the land. That's what he wanted conveyed from him through Hosea to the people, and that's to us today. There's no stability. Boy, that is the U.S. today, isn't it? No goodness. There's no goodness worldwide. No perception of most powerful in the land. No, I don't think he's ever referred to as most powerful or supreme. Verse 2, they spread denouncing, deceiving, murdering, stealing, violating marriage. Bloods touch bloods. What an indictment. This is exactly what we are like today in modern America. Verse 3, so the land will mourn. Terrible, terrible times are ahead. Every inhabitant in it will languish. They will perish with field mammal, sky flyers and fishes of the sea. Death to humans, animals, birds, fish. Verse 4, a man will not contend or prove a man. Boy, that's all we do today, isn't it? We just argue and kill and destroy. Violence reigns supreme. Your people are like those contending with worship server. Verse 5, that day you will be lonely. Presenter with you will also be lonely nightly. I will destroy your mama. So this is what is dead ahead of us right now. Because we have been frequently failing to choose life and almost always choosing death. Okay, let's see. I was going to check out that word. What was that? Verse 4. Okay. Now, verse 6, my people will cease from defective knowledge. So there's got to be a big change, and this is it. Our knowledge is very defective. We have, well, we believe lies. We believe the demons. Because you have rejected the knowledge, that is the knowledge that Supreme has established. I will reject you from being worship server for me. So he is very displeased with the religious leadership we have. You have ignored your most powerful's direction. We certainly have. We have not paid any attention to what he has inspired in writing. You will ignore your sons. And we certainly have no concern now for family. Verse 7, as they increase, so they miss the target for me. This is Supreme statements in red as I have listed them here in the writings. I will change their honor into shame. Verse 8, they devour my people's offense. This is fantastic. It just seems like the evil is devoured because it is loved, it is desired, it is place first and foremost. Death is chosen over life. They lift his person to their guilt. They are pleased with being guilty and defying and rebelling. It is like the people, like worship leaders, so they're misled religiously, and the people are following it. I will take care of him. Now, you've got to understand, when Supreme takes care of somebody, it isn't for good, it's death. I will take care of him, his ways. So just as he is violent, he will suffer violence. I will turn his actions to him. Verse 10, they will eat and be dissatisfied. They practice immorality. Does that describe us today? It sure does, doesn't it? They do not break through. They have abandoned eternal originator to regard immorality. That's very strange, people. So we don't want to have anything to do with ethics, but we do want to be as immoral as we can be. We say as immoral as an owl and cat. Well, listen, dogs and cats are not immoral. Humans are. Dogs and cats are not loathsome. Animals are not loathsome. Humans are. Wine and new wine takes heart. Verse 12, my people inquire with his words. His rod predicts for him. Looks like I put something down wrong here. I don't know why it says dynamic. Let me look this up here in verse 12 and see what's wrong with what I put down here. Sorry about that. My eyes are not working too well, but they do see this mistake, and I certainly want to get to it here. My people, consult with a piece of wood. You know what that is. That's a statue. That's a blatant idolatrous approach. So, with saying, is wood a piece of wood? And then it goes on to say, his rod or staff declares for him. I don't know if that should be translated predicts, so it would include that. So we have phony baloney that we rely on. Now here's where I saw that something wasn't right. For let's go here and correct this here. A couple little letters needed correction. Dynamic immoralities. I guess only one I'm doing. Over here, I should not have done. Dynamic immoralities cause him to err. So the dynamics of this immoral, porn-like approach to life leads to immorality itself. They have practiced immorality, that is, spiritual immorality. From under their mighty one, that is, under their demon influence. They slaughter, verse 13 says, on the summits of mountains. They smoke incense under oak, poplar, and terebinth. Its shade is best. So your daughters practice immorality. Yeah, it's gone throughout all the generations. Your sons' women violate marriage. We commonly use the word adultery. I think it's a disgusting translation or use of any meaningless word, adultery. Why don't we just call it marriage violation? That's what it is. Verse 14, I will not punish your daughters. Your sons' women practice immorality. They violate marriage. They must separate from those who practice immorality. They slaughter with religious females. Undiscerning people will be overthrown. So it's interesting. And he says in verse 14, I will not punish. I will not bring punishment on your daughters when they violate marriage, when they practice immorality. Verse 15, most powerful prevails. That is, of course, phonetically Israel. You practice immorality. That's us today. Praise originator, you must not trespass. You must not enter rolling. You must not enter place of nothing. You must not guarantee eternal originator's living. Verse 16, most powerful prevails, rebels as a heifer rebels. Now, eternal originator. I had to make a correction there, excuse me. Will tend them like a lamb in a spacious area. Productive, worthless, that's Ephraim. Joined images, that is what demons want us to do. And I must abandon him. Their drink or their liquor has turned them aside to practice immorality. So they're spiritually drunk on demonism. They like practicing immorality. It goes hand in glove, idolatry, immorality, and demonism. Her protectors like pudenda. They are focused not on porn, but on actual sex itself. Verse 19, dynamic bound her in its extremities. So there's a real spirit dynamic here, demonic proportions. They will be ashamed of their sacrifices. Okay, that comes to the end of this chapter, and I think it is time to make a few concluding remarks here. So let me say about today's events. Things do continue to be as hateful toward Donald John Trump as possible. And the real leading men of this world, like Donald John Trump and Glenn Lee Beck, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Nigel Farage, are not accepted as the leaders of the United Kingdom and Judah, the United States, and the leadership that Supreme has assigned these men. That is for our problem. If you don't understand, you had better get on your knees and talk to my Father. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. And all the other rotten evil that we've been practicing. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.